Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in our side question today. It's National Peanut Butter Day, peanut butter and jelly. Give us something at the end of your call that goes together, it aligns, it's dynamic, either a person like Batman and Robin we've had, Dom and Dan, or peanut butter and jelly, mac and cheese. We've taken a number of them off the board. That's at the end of your call. But where are you with all this? You're here, you know, I think most people are gung-ho to say all the stuff here trying to be done with Larry Krasner shows you why Krasner, he is not going to back down an inch on this. He is not going to do that, no matter how much around the edges and how much pressure you put on him. And you have a place like Philadelphia that is out of control, their city council, their mayor, Sanctuary City, the whole thing. They are hell-bent not to follow the laws. And people start with all these complicated situations when they have the power right in front of us, I believe, to start the proceedings of impeachment and, you know, all the stuff that go through. By the way, we'd like you to sign the petition. People were asking about the petition when all this broke last week. There's a website, impeachkrasner.com. Impeachkrasner.com, the petition is right there. So whether you're in Philadelphia or the suburbs, if you're on board with this, you can go for it. I wanted to replay for you, too. We heard from Craig, but this guy, Mastriano, this is Cut 7. I played this at the top of the show. We had a lot of reaction to this. I know there are Mastriano supporters, without a doubt, for governor. Here's what he said. I guess this was either Thursday or Friday on Newsmax, about the idea of impeaching Larry Krasner. Now, Mastriano, if you don't know him, was, I think, a full colonel in the military, state senator, very conservative, very Trump-oriented. He was at the January 6th event, did not go inside. He was on the outer limits of the Capitol, and he is one of the people leading the charge around Pennsylvania corruption in 2020 and the election of 2020, even voting machines and the like. Yet I believe because he's running for governor, he won't sign on to this idea of starting the proceedings to impeach Larry Krasner. Here's what Mastriano said on Newsmax.
So this is one of your colleagues who's calling for the DA to leave. DA Krasner is saying that this is all a political stunt. Where do you stand on the matter?
Thank you, Emma. And I'm sorry to have to agree with Krasner. It is a political stunt. Think about this. Krasner just won re-election on November 2nd in Philadelphia with over about 70% of the vote. So we're going to override that election because we don't like his policies. This is his second term. And he said, I'm quoting here, the city of Philadelphia on his re-election in November approves of my progressive agenda. Additionally, this letter coming from a senator, my colleague here, let's say the House begins impeachment proceedings as a result of this. That means if it passes the House in Pennsylvania, it goes to the Senate where we sit as judge, and that would disqualify that senator from actually participating in the conclusion of that impeachment. So this whole thing here is an uncharacteristic And it is political grandstanding, sadly. You know, Philadelphia, they want Krasner. They like him. That's a huge mandate. 70% of the vote, maybe it's 70%, you know, for a bit of madness and failed policies. The death rate in Philadelphia is astounding. I can't believe that the people of Philadelphia think that his approach to law and order is actually satisfactory.
All right. You know what? It's just so, if he comes on, we'll be polite. We'll go back and forth. And I know, Dan, you've reached out. No word yet. Maybe tomorrow. I'd love to get your reaction to this nonsense. Particularly, I know a lot of you are supported. This guy's gung-ho and I'll stop it already. You know what? Who's going to stop Corman from vote? I would advise Corman to vote in the end, saying, I looked at the evidence. Now, what's this guy talking about that Corman couldn't vote? Do you think any Democrat in the situation with Trump, I can't vote on impeachment. I've said that Trump is guilty of all these crimes against humanity. Did any Democrats say that? Stop it already. Why are we placing so many roadblocks to this and Krasner is eating this up? He just has feasted on the idea that we cannot stand up to the types of things that are going on in Philadelphia now. That's what this comes down to. Just like Philadelphia can't stand up to the murderous rampage that's going on, bleeding into the suburbs. They're saying, well, we're just not going to do anything about it when it really gets down to it. That's what this is. And Republicans are kind of one of the last bastions here. And you know this. It's not just about Krasner. Are they saying that in L.A. and San Francisco? No. They have recalls underway. And I don't know that those two are worse than Krasner. The L.A. guy might be very Krasner-like. The San Francisco guy, I'm not sure he's even Krasner. Krasner's in the top two or three. And people are pushing back across the country against these Soros progressives who are determined to wreck the country. Why do we have such a hard time here doing that? And this idea, oh, I support the Constitution, the 70% of people in Philadelphia. Do you support that these people in Philadelphia support being a sanctuary city? Do you support the idea they don't want cops pulling them over for almost any motor vehicle situation? Do you support how out of control their city council and mayor are? And they're just telling you, we are not going to follow what we don't want to follow. How many times have we been through this? And you could say, well, I just ignore it, Dom. No, you don't. They're going to charge you more money shortly with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to pay for the rotten schools. You're not getting away. They're going to tell you what to do while at the same time make you pay more and more and more as a state taxpayer. That's the way it works. That's what they're going to do. Philadelphia is a prima facie case of progressivism and just the arrogance of it, of what they are willing to do and not do. Here is a golden opportunity to push back, and I don't care what they say. Do it. Yeah, but Dom, well, do what? What, Dom? All right, 855-839-1210. Are you on that side? Or you've heard some on the other side, and you say, oh, no, we can't be engaging in this. We're principled constitutionalist or something else. There's nothing unconstitutional about it. This is breaking the fire alarm, and finally somebody has got the ball rolling to stop not only Krasner, but to send a message nationwide. Because I've often asked, what can you do about Soros? It's genius. He's taken hundreds of millions of dollars. He has pointed out people that are not going to follow the law and yet are going to savage police officers. That's another thing. That's another thing I'm going to start bringing up. It's not so much the homicide rate, but don't say you're pro-cop if you won't come to the defense. What are they supposed to do? He's hunting police officers. Around the clock, he lives to do this. He and the mob, on election night the first time around, you know what they were chanting. In front of news cameras, etc. He is hunting police officers who are already under fire nationwide. So don't tell me you stand with the police if you're going to let Larry Krasner continue to hunt them. Think about that aspect of it. All right, Dan and I were talking before the break about these influencers. And I think we have to publicize that more. I don't know if there's anything illegal, but if there were, Dan, anything under the letter of the law in the slightest way, shape, or form, Red China is determined to use every single dollar they have, or yen, or whatever it is, to hire people during these Olympics, including NBC, to tell us what we think and what we know about Red China is not Red China. Now, just think of the ignorance and the lack of education of the TikTok generation here. I don't know what they're teaching in schools. I'd love to know. You may know. Maybe you have some background, connection to... What are they telling them about this existential threat to the world that has given us the Wuhan virus? What are we telling them about China? So, Dan, you have found this look at these contracts, and you told us just a moment ago what they're expecting from these TikTok influencers. And I know people can mock, but I'm worried because you know what it's like, Dan? It's like people mocking when we bring up The View. Why do you bring that up? Because they have influence. I know it's crazy. You see around election time, though, how they soften, they humanize progressives, the stuff that they do. Well, these TikTokers are, TikTok, first of all, is a Red Chinese, as I understand it, controlled entity. They're trying to humanize what's going on in China.
Yep. Yeah, so we talked about it during the break. A gentleman by the name of... Vip Jaswal. This came on our radar in early January. Senator Rick Scott was tweeting about, he's a Newsweek writer, and Rick Scott was trying to get Newsweek to sever its ties. And it's because of this, I pulled up the FARA document, FARA being the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And anytime a business does, you know, business with a foreign country.
Except you're Joe and Hunter Biden, but yes.
Yeah,
you've
got to file one of these documents.
Right.
And in the document, it really details, it lays out what this campaign is. So what happened is, in this particular instance, I'm sure there's a lot of people that got this, but Vip received $300,000 from the Chinese government to start a PR firm hiring influencers, being from TikTok, Instagram, all around the place. And what Vip did is he took that $300,000 and he's hiring these influencers now to spread good words about China, Dom. And I have the breakdown of what the influencers are supposed to be doing in their content, if you want that here.
Do we have any of their content so we can hear that or not?
I don't have any of their content pulled up in front of me. And this is currently going on, so I should do some research and find
that. Yeah, if we can find some content, we'll play that today or tomorrow. That would be interesting, and I don't know the legalities of all this, but I would say this. If I were in charge, I'd have a guy, a czar of this stuff, and we're going to root out every one of these creeps in this country trying to propagandize. Again, this is one of those things where there's no other side. This side is evil, and we have to propagandize against it. And if we have Americans and others and these TikTok influencers, et cetera, maybe the schools trying to say there is another side. How dare you? What Wuhan virus? How much does the world have to see? And the answer is a heck of a lot before it pushes back again. In other words, what do they have to do? How much do they have to tip their hand? So, Dan, you say they're going to try to play up the travel, you know, the Great Wall and show all these dances and all that stuff. That's what China is.
The breakdown, 70% is going to be for featuring the culture. It's interesting and meaningful things before, during, and after the Beijing Winter Olympics. Athletes' preparations in Beijing, new competing items, three Olympic villages, new tech, Beijing's history. 20% of it's going to be anything between China and U.S. relations, in particular high-level exchanges and positive outcomes, cooperation on climate change, biodiversity, new energy, etc. And then 10%, tell me this doesn't sound as communist as all communists can get. The final 10%, Dom, is for our consulate general's news and trends. It's going to be promotion for what we post on social media platforms of our consulate general, such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
God help
and
us.
Some Zoom calls and live broadcasts on the above platforms between our consulate general and the top influencers.
Look, I could get it. We might be going into an authoritarian country in general. And to get the rights, the Olympics and all that stuff, you know, this is beyond this, though. This is beyond 1936 and Jesse Owens. We didn't know about Hitler then. We know about what this outfit is. All right, we'll have more on that. But it is time first, though, as we do every day. And
it's
boy,
the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Yes, we have a Dunkin' E-Card $25 gift card.
Ooh, some coffee.
Yes, well, I'm more like the chocolate chip cookies there that could be mentioned. Always send those. Yeah. All right, Dan, give us the background of what you have today.
So today's side question is what, Tom?
Today's side question is things that go together dynamically, people, things.
All right, so there's a dynamic duo that's killing the music scene right now, so we're looking for the name of this dynamic duo. We're looking for the singers of this next song, Dom. So here's your clue today.
You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous.
You have any idea?
Alrighty. So we're looking for the name of the song today.
We're looking, No. We're looking for the name of the band. We're looking for the name of the band, the dynamic duo
here for this band. Yes. Give us the clue one more time.
You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous.
All right, 855-839-1210. The first one in with the correct answer. We'll be sending you that $25 Dunkin' card. They're going to have that to be driving through the show every day.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in. So it's kind of apropos of our side question today, peanut butter and jelly. It's National Peanut Butter Day. Duos that are dynamic, either things or people. We are looking for the name of this band, the two people involved. Let's hear the clue again.
You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous.
All right, let's go to Sarah in Doylestown and see if she has the correct answer. Hey, Sarah, good afternoon. You're first in. Who is it?
That would be Dan and Shay, I believe.
Yes. You are the winner. Do you know the name of the tune?
I think it's Speechless, I believe.
It is Speechless. You're right. Congratulations.
Very nice. Are
you
a Dunkin' fan? Who is it, right?
I'm a very big Dunkin' fan, so I'm very excited.
Oh, very good. Stay on the hold, Sarah. We'll get your information. We'll send that off to you. $25 card from Dunkin' Donuts.
This one's from Maisie. One of Maisie's favorites, Dan and Shay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maisie having some editorial content today. Yeah. Thank you, Maisie.
Yes, thank you, Maisie.
All right. So that's a winner for today. Now, a couple of things. One, we introduced on Mondays, we do Dom's Wild World of Sports. We'll do that today at 3:30 on Facebook. And then on Thursday, we were doing Extra Credit. We kind of morphed it into Extra Credit, Krasnerland, a crime story. And boy, people are passing that on, viewing it. We'll do it again this Thursday. There's a ton of updates around it. You can go right now, though, and see the first week that we did. Facebook.com/1210WPHT, the station's Facebook page. Leave comments. When we do it live at 3:30 on Thursdays, we want to hear from you. You can post. And I'm just amazed that this guy, Corman, has broken the logjam. We now have this openly debated, and yet any number of Republicans are still backing away and saying, well, come on, Dom. Can't snatch this guy up. The people of Philadelphia want him. So if Philadelphia decides to be lawless, which they've decided, and you're outside the city, do you want your representatives to rein in Philadelphia? I think you do, right? Because if Philadelphia would just float off into the Delaware or the Schuylkill, but it won't. It influences you, and they want your money more and more every day. So I don't know what these representatives are thinking on this, other than politically maybe this is hazardous. I don't think it is.
Would you say that it leaves you speechless?
Yes.
It does.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, we talked about China here a minute ago. Here's Bill Gates, Dan. This will be cut. I've been waiting for this month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cut 15. Oh, yeah. Now, Bill Gates is not seen as just a nerdy-like figure anymore. He's seen as a dangerous figure, both with the vaccines, also wanting to stop climate. Have you heard about this? By blotting out the sun a little bit.
I laugh because looking at him, you'd never think that he'd be seen as a threatening figure. But with the man's money and power that he has.
Yeah, and he's relentless, and he's crazy, and he's a bit of a maniac. Blotting out the sun. Let's fool around with that. What could go wrong? Taming the sun to stop the climate crisis. That's what he's up to if they don't stop him. Here is good old Bill Gates wishing everyone in China a happy Lunar New Year and praising the country's response to the pandemic.
I want to wish everyone in China a very happy Lunar New Year. Just as the tiger symbolizes vitality and health, our foundation has continued to work over this past year. The recent troubling and highly contagious Omicron variant means the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over. Since the onset of the pandemic, China has worked hard to not only contain the virus, but also contributed to closing the equity gap by supporting other countries with many different supplies, including great vaccines. I'm hopeful that by the end of this new year, the COVID pandemic will largely be over. I was also thrilled to hear the news that in June, that the WHO had recognized China's remarkable success in defeating malaria, declaring the country officially free from the disease. So, like many of you, I believe the world can become better, and I know that innovation and collaboration are key to getting there. I look forward to once again being able to travel to China to see all of you and this work in person. But for now, have a wonderful holiday and a very healthy and happy new year.
My God. Again, what am I missing? Collaboration with these killers. You know, it's one thing to say, look, Dom, we cannot, even though Trump took them on at various levels, we cannot, they're too big, they get too many weapons, too much stuff. This isn't somebody we have a frontal assault with. This is a long, cold war with them on so many different levels. But shills like Bill Gates and these TikTok people and college campuses and the Bidens and Hunter Biden, God, look at what we're up against here to this existential challenge. And the rest of the world doesn't know what to do. They know what I'm saying is correct, but they're figuring, how much can we do? The NBA, they know what we're saying is correct. They know Hong Kong. They take a look at this, how repressed. What did they do to their own people to defeat the virus? Guys, little petty authoritarians like Bill Gates would like to have us institute things like that. Here is, though, Bill Maher. I know it's tough to admit it. This is Cut 12. And then I'll tell you what Whoopi said today about these comments from Bill Maher. Here's what Bill Maher said in the opener, this year's opener of his HBO show about COVID.
I don't want to live in your paranoid world anymore, your masked paranoid world. You know, you go out, it's silly now. You know, you have to have a mask, you have to have a card, you have to have a booster, they scan your head. Like you're a cashier and I'm a bunch of bananas. I'm not bananas, you are.
Whoopi today on The View brought down the hammer and slapped Bill Maher over COVID comments. How dare you be so flippant, man? Oh, that'll show Bill Maher.
Come on, man.
Oh, yes. Sonny Hassan, I'm a lawyer. Joy Behar, I'm a dope. My goodness. No, Bill Maher has been on this for a while. Look, I've interviewed him four times, I think. He's a classic liberal. He's a liberal, but he's not a progressive. He's not into this mode, and he certainly is more scientific. Last time he was on, he said, when did ivermectin become a political thing? Imagine debating the ladies on The View about ivermectin. Oh, my God. Or anything for that matter. There is nothing there. There's nothing that deals with reality. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Okay. Here is Whoopi's retort to that to Bill Maher.
Scan your head. Like you're a cashier and I'm a bunch of bananas. I'm not bananas, you are.
That's not really funny to people who've lost their kids to this vaccine, or people who've lost family members or dear friends to this. It's just, you know, listen, nobody on the planet really wants to go through this. This is not something we're doing because it's, you know, sexually gratifying. This is what we're doing to protect our families. And you don't have to do it, but stay away from everybody. Because if you're the one who's not paying attention, and you're coughing and sneezing, you don't want to, then stay out of the public, man. This is not, nobody wants this. I don't want it. And I think he's forgetting that people are still at risk who cannot get vaccinated. People who can't get that. Little kids under the age of 5.
Yeah.
Or people with health conditions. How dare you be so flippant, man?
Well, they still like, people that they're over it. Like,
yeah.
Like a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't feel like seeing him anymore.
Oh, my goodness. It is just an endless drain, all right? I wonder what the ladies in The View think about China. They probably think we're overdoing it. I'm just guessing here. Love to see Larry Krasner on The View. That'd be high entertainment. All right, let's go to George in Newtown with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, George, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Good show.
Thank you.
I'm going to use the Yellowstone Thomas Rainwater line to make your argument. He says, we're going to use the casino to take the money from the white guy and buy their land. Well, China's doing the same exact thing. They're using all the money that we use and we buy for our products because we don't make anything here anymore, and using it to influence against us.
Well, yeah, sadly, there's a lot to that. I mean, who knew when we had the COVID at the beginning about medical supplies and supply chains and all of it going through China? And that's what Trump was about, and that is still poo-pooed. Obama was one of the worst. No, manufacturing, we're not going to do that. Everybody's going to be putting solar panels on somewhere.
I'd like to add to your dynamic duo and put two and two together, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First of all, I need to 100% disagree with your Reese's peanut butter cups. You got me there. I can live with your two breaking you and driving. I can live with you with a 40-yard throw. I cannot live with the you guys calling. I say you calling the woman on Jeopardy a woman. She's not. She's a man. She has an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. So can't go there. But my dynamic duo is Michael Jackson and the white glove.
Ooh, very wow. good one. All right, glad you stayed on the good side of the judges with the 40-yard football throw. All right, 855, you know, Aaron Rodgers might be out in Green Bay. Yes.
A white glove, wasn't it? More of a, a studded glove than a...
That's all right. That, the idea was outside the box, though. That was
a
good
great,
one.
Great answer,
yeah, it was a great call, too. What did he say? I can live with your 40-yard football throw and you're breaking.
You're two-foot driving, but you can't live with your peanut butter and calling the Jeopardy contestant a woman.
All right, well. Coming up, speaking of that, more of your calls. And Leah Thomas is the woman over at Penn, or the transgendered swimmer is more accurate, or fill in the blank, praised by this Shore Ballard, the NCAA First Division transgendered swimmer. And people that oppose, as I do, are being accused of misogyny. And the argument is, it wouldn't happen the other way around. All right, all that straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. One thing I wanted to update you on, then I'm coming to your calls. We'll get a few more. I see some very good ones here on the side question today. Sarah Palin's trial against the New York Times has been delayed. She's come down with or been tested for COVID, has COVID. But this is a biggie.
What's the trial over?
Well, the trial is over, and I'm interested in it because my connection, Dan, I won moot court competition my freshman year, if you will, or first year. I guess you say first year.
Yeah.
At Rutgers Law School at night. I forget how many other people. There were a ton of them. I think everybody had to do it. And the judges panel said, you really like to argue as if we're in a courtroom. You're damn right, you know. And it was Sullivan versus the New York Times, which is the standard. And Sullivan gives a lot of deference. And look, a lot of this is political. Politically, we've decided to give the so-called establishment press a lot of leeway. And what they did here, essentially in an editorial, they said that Palin putting these bullseyes up on the various congressional districts to go after them in an election sense. They may have even said she put them on faces, which is a lie. They did not. That led to, or suggested it led to, the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman shot in the public square there in Arizona. And Palin is suing in her own case, but the broader thing that's most important is she's a major, major public figure. Not the biggest like Trump, but a major public figure. And Trump has made this point, the libel or defamation laws, whichever you prefer, are way too skewed toward the New York Times of the world, so they can take shots, if you will, at public figures without fail.
Repercussion.
Yeah, without repercussion. And as a result, this would if she wins, and there's a lot of sentiment, both with the courts and otherwise, this has gone too far.
Question for you.
Yes.
You said it was an opinion piece?
It was an editorial. Still? It's an editorial.
Oh, it's an editorial by the New York Times editorial board.
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Gotcha.
And Sullivan, as I remember, I didn't look it up again, was a professor in a town in New York. You could be looking up as we're talking, and I don't know if someone accused him of being publicly drunk. It's been years now. And since he was considered a public figure, because it was a smallish town, college town of a sort, then the repercussions were not as severe. I'll put it that way. And I was arguing, wait a minute. I was arguing this guy's not a public figure, as I understand it, A. And B, what about his reputation? What about all that went into it? So we had to submit a brief, and then we had to argue. I guess I want to say, I don't remember arguing against an opponent as much as a 2 or 3 panel judges. That was the assignment. I could tell you, Dan, it's the first time I did that in law school. And, you know, as much as I had done a lot of stuff before, it still was nerve-wracking, you know, because they're firing questions at you. You know, you see the Supreme Court, even with hardened lawyers, what it's like. So, but this case resonated. I mean, I saw it very clearly at that point, which side I was on. So, if Palin wins, and this trial could take, well, now with the COVID, I'm not sure how long. But I'd say by the end of February, we'd have it. This will really rein in. And Trump is one of the people that's pushed this. It goes too far with public figures. You have to prove outright malice. Outright malice is what has to be proven. Okay? Versus a lesser standard. I don't know what that standard will be. They'll come out. Now, what difference does that make to anyone listening? Well, what it means is we know how biased the media is. They're not going to be able to fire away just because it's a knee-jerk type of thing, particularly with a Trump or Don Trump Jr. or any number of people. And if they're caught at it, it could be. Well, look at Nick Sandman. That was as egregious as it gets. And the media is paid. He's got other lawsuits coming up. The kid in Washington, I bet he's gotten 10 to 20 million so far. Now, that'll get knocked down. You know, he won't end up getting 10 or 20 million. They'll settle. Dan, you know what's referenced here? You'll like this. Hulk Hogan. But that was more of an invasion of privacy. Remember the tape with Hulk Hogan and the racial stuff and other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won with, what was the name of it?
Gawker.
Gawker.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's in business or not at this point. That had more of a flavor up because of the tape with invasion of privacy. This, though, is straight up, they were wrong, and now the battle is going to be, should that standard be a little bit different? Because under the current standard, would Palin win? And by the way, this goes all the way back with all the twists and turns until 2017, and we're still finally getting to the trial at this point. Palin's doing a good thing here. This could work very well. She was a major public figure at that point. She's still a major public, but I mean, really major. All right, let's go to Joe and Exton. Side question of the day. Hit us with that dynamic duo. It could be foods or it could be people. Joe, who do you have today?
Good afternoon, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
My coupling are the founders of the city of Rome, Romulus and Remus.
All right, that's a pretty good one. Absolutely, yes. Leslie, who had the petition idea last week in Bryn Mawr. Leslie, thanks for the idea. I'm glad Corman took you up on it.
I am too. I was very happy to hear that today.
Absolutely.
And let's just make sure we get it really circulating out there. And, you know, all you can do to keep promoting it is awesome.
Well, I was going to say somebody ought to get the tattoo. That would help, but we'll work on that. Impeach Larry Krasner. So.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Okay.
So, in light of the subject matter on today's show, I guess we just have to grin and bear it until law and order comes back.
All right. We'll put you down for grin and bear it. I get it. Nicely played. All right. Chris in Chesapeake City, Maryland. This is a good one we should have taken off the board. Hey, Chris, good afternoon. What's yours today?
Mine would be wine and cheese.
Very nice. Good one, Chris. Yes,
now, Chris,
wine and cheese.
I got a question for Chris.
One.
Do they have Dunkin' Donuts down in Chesapeake City, Maryland?
I'm sure they do.
Right on the other, they do. Not in the town, but right outside in Delaware, they do.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Keeping that alive. Hope is alive here for that Dunkin' Donuts $25 gift card that we have.
Oh, no, this is for a $50 Captain
Chuck.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. This is a Captain Chuck.
I'm sorry to throw you off your
head. Yeah, you threw me off because he's in a crabbing place there, Chesapeake City.
We have prizes coming out of everywhere on the Dom Show. Look at this.
Yes, that's right. But, I mean, that's big crabbing country. I know Captain Chuckies has done stuff in other regions there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, a little Palin note. Jim remembers us, Dan. She was taking a tour of historic monuments at the height of her fame and pushing back against stuff, and she landed at Independence Hall, and my then producer and I went down, and we figured out where she was going to go in the building by seeing a guard touching a stanchion that had the chain on it just a little bit, and that's where we ran ahead of the media. So I think it's in our system. I had a brief interview with her, and her daughter pushed me aside.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yes, Jim. And some conservative media called me a liberal jackwagon or something.
Yes. There's a great picture, not of you, but, I mean, a great picture of that mic flag again.
Yes. Yeah, the 1210 mic flag. Yeah. But the daughter was like 10, and she was having none of it.
No.
And Sarah Palin had to chastise her and say, oh, no, this guy's okay. All right.
That's somebody
fine.
That would have
He's
a
fine.
That would she would have a really high barometer though for a libel. Like I feel like her bringing this lawsuit means a lot more than some other random conservative just because she faced so much in the media and she didn't sue for that she's actually finding something worthy of suing here. I feel like it almost doubles down the purpose of Sarah Palin here.
Oh, it does. And she is still a fairly major public figure, but at the height of this when they did it, she was a very, very, nobody's on the level of Trump. But Trump's got a good point here. They're going to continue to take shots, say the most outrageous thing is if they're fact, fake news, if we have this current standard. You lower this a bit, and this is all in the judicial stuff, Dan, and it's going to make a big difference. They will not be able to do that. Nick Sandman is not a cautionary tale to them. They're indemnified. But if that happened 8 or 10 times a year, something like that, then they're going to stop it. They just cannot financially deal with this. So that's what the stakes are here. I think you're going to see coming out of this, she's going to win, and I think you're going to see a lowering of the standard. I may have to go back into moot court and argue that. All right, coming up, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound. 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Hey, that's right. Be ready. Hit us with that dynamic duo, either two people or two things coming together. We've had some great ones today. Let's go to Michael in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, what's yours?
Good afternoon, Dom. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Biden and incompetence.
Well, coming from Wilmington, I give extra credit for that one, the murder capital, too. Absolutely. Mike in Hamilton. What's yours, Mike?
Two of the great actors of our time, Newman and Redford, as Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid.
All right. I don't know about Redford. Newman, yes. I know about great actors of our time with Redford. Just a comment. Boy, that Tom Hanks. What a fraud. Let's go to
you
Don.
Know Robert Redford as president?
No, he's the candidate's a good film. Don and Franconia is next. Don, what do you have?
I have bread and butter.
Very nice. We should have taken that one off, too. That's a classic. Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hi, Jess. What's yours?
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good.
Here at the dynamic duo of good and evil all in one man, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, man, that's a pretty good outside-the-box one. And Brucey in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Bruce. What do you have today?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How about Lennon and McCartney, and you would buy your albums at Sears and Roebuck, right?
Nicely played. And then there's Yoko Ono. All right. Boy, nice rush there at the end. But I think we had a real contender midway through the show or so, and a great call around it. Dan, well, who are some of the contenders?
Well, I liked the last one was good. Sears and Roebuck, Don's with Bread and Butter. Ben and Gloucester had Pat Sajak and Vanna White. But the one I liked the most was George in Newtown. He was thinking outside the box, giving us not only an item and not only a person, but one person with one item, that being Michael Jackson and his glove.
Yes, yeah, it was a great call, really entertaining. So we're going to go with that one today. That's the first leg. Five people this week will be entering the contest, the $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. We'll have another side question tomorrow. Bill is today, Bill Kornfeld, with me and Sean. Dom's Wild World of Sports. A lot to talk about. That's on our station's Facebook page. Don't forget to spread that petition. You find it easily enough at ImpeachLarryKrasner.com. I'm kind of surprised that wasn't taken.
Just ImpeachKrasner.com.
Oh, ImpeachKrasner.com. Yes, I'm surprised that wasn't taken given his non-popularity. A lot more tomorrow. Bill McSwain here. What does he say about this given I hope McSwain I can't go through another with another Republican, or maybe I can. Follow me on Twitter though. At Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.